we present 30 Minutes Worth. And here's the man who's going to help you make the most of the next half hour, Harry Worth.
Good evening. It's lovely to see you. Now, my producer tells me that you are a cross-section of the public. Now, what I would like to ask you is this. What are you cross about? Is it something I've said? And if it is, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. No matter you're here, you're not sitting at home watching Australian television or at the pub drinking Australian lager or in the cinema watching Australian films. It would appear that Down Under is now up over. Mind you, I've got to confess, I do like Neighbours. Very friendly. Hello, Madge. Hello, Charlene. Hello, Jason. Hello, Des. Hello, Daphne. Hello, Mrs. Mangle. She's not too happy, Mrs. Mangle, is she? The one I feel sorry about is Madge, mind you. It can't be very nice for her, having a window broken twice a day. The one thing I like on television are the adverts, especially those with happy endings. Have you seen the one with the young man? He sees a girl, she brushes past him, and he runs towards the florist. He gets to the florist and buys a lovely bunch of flowers. Then he runs down the street after her and catches her up, and he gives her the bunch of flowers. And why does he do this? Because she's washed her hair. Isn't that nice? And what about the sad one? It does make me sad. The one with grandmother in Canada. It's her birthday. And she's sitting there thousands of miles away from England, hoping for a phone call from her grandson in England. And of course, he does ring. It's all very moving. I've got it on tape when I want to get really depressed. Yeah. But we all like telephone calls. I get one every morning from a very good friend of mine. We don't say much. I say hello and he says hello. This is your early morning alarm call. And thereby hangs a tale. Hello?
Is that you, Mr. Worth?
What do you want?
What do I want? What do you want?
No, be fair. You rang me. What do you want? I'm expecting a call from the operator.
This is the operator.
Is that you, Arthur?
Of course it is.
Oh, it doesn't sound like you. Must be all these working nights. It's affecting your voice. Why don't you go back to day shifts?
I'll mention it to the supervisor.
I should if I were you. While you're at it, will you tell him I'm having terrible problems with my new cordless telephone? Driving me mad, Arthur. I press the right buttons and keep getting the wrong numbers. This afternoon, I rang the dry cleaners. What did I get? The local weather forecast.
All right, I'll have a word with the engineers, Mr. Worth. Now, what is it you're wanting?
Did you get my message, Arthur?
Yes, it said, ring Harry Worth. Urgent.
Good. Well, thank you for ringing, Arthur. Good night.
Hang on. What did you want me to ring you for?
Oh, of course. I wanted you to ring me to remind me to ring you tonight so that you can ring me tomorrow morning.
Say that again in English.
I want an early morning alarm call.
Right, when do you want it?
In the morning, Arthur. I thought you realised that.
What time in the morning?
Oh, now, yes, let me think. The insurance man's coming at 11:30. I have to see my bank manager up at 10:00. My daily will be here at 9:00. Put me down for 7:00.
7:00?
You know what they say, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy and...
Good night, Mr. Worth.
No, it wasn't that.
I have to go now, Mr. Worth.
Before you go, about my early morning call. Could you please give me three rings and then ring off?
I can't do that. You're supposed to answer it.
But it doesn't seem much point. I know it's you. Who else will be ringing me at 7 o'clock in the morning?
But how will I know if you're awake if you don't answer the phone?
Good thinking, Arthur. I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll set my alarm clock for 7:05, so I'll be awake when you ring. Better still, shall I give you a ring?
Brilliant.
Well, there you are. I only need it thinking about, really. I wish you a very good night, Arthur.
Good night, Mr. Worth.
Ah, what's next on the agenda, Harry? Put the milk bottles out, I've watered the plants, I've phoned Arthur. I've locked all the doors, I'm sure there's something else. There is. Go to bed. I wonder who that could be at this time of night. Coming.
It's only me, Mr. Worth.
Gladys, just a moment. Gladys, what are you doing here so late?
I'll tell you when I get in. I don't like walking through the streets at night. There's a lot of bad muggers about.
Pardon?
Bad muggers.
Oh, for a moment, I thought you said something else. What was all this about?
Old Mrs. Fletcher at number 45 has been burgled.
No.
Yes.
She hasn't.
She has.
Never.
It's true.
When did this happen?
About 30 minutes ago. I met her on my way back from my sister's. All her jewellery has been taken.
No.
Yes.
It hasn't.
It has. Oh, don't start all that again. I wonder who that is.
It could be the burglar.
I don't think they go around ringing doorbells.
He could be ringing the bell to see if I'm in. And if I'm not in, he might break in.
What are you going to do?
I'll shout through the letterbox. Hello?
Police Constable Watson.
Who, me? No, you've got the wrong house. My name is Harry Worth.
And my name is Police Constable Watson.
Are you sure you're not a burglar?
I keep telling you I'm a policeman.
I know you keep telling me you're a policeman. How do I know you're a policeman?
If you open the door, you'll see I am.
Oh, I'm not falling for that. Stick your truncheon through the letterbox and back into the house.
How what are you about if you don't open the door?
Oh, you are a policeman. Come in, Constable.
Thank you.
If it's about the road tax on my car, I have applied for it, but I forgot to post the letter.
No, it's not about your road tax, sir.
Well, if it's about the television licence, I have sent off for a new one, but I forgot to post the letter.
It's not about your television licence either.
Oh, dear.
Would you like to go for the hat trick?
Well, if it's about...
I think you better keep your mouth shut, Harry.
I don't know if you're aware of the fact, sir, but there's been a robbery in this road.
Yeah, well, Gladys told me.
And we have reason to believe that the thief is still somewhere in this neighbourhood.
Oh, dear.
So if you see or hear anything suspicious, telephone the police.
I certainly will, Stanley.
What makes you think my name is Stanley?
Well, I knew you weren't Ollie. You see, he's a big fat man.
Yeah, I told you to keep your mouth shut.
Getting back to the matter in hand. We're looking for a small man wearing a leather jacket.
Why, is he lost?
That's the burglar, Fingers Fogarty.
Fingers Fogarty? You know him then?
Known him years.
Friend of yours?
He's a cat burglar.
Oh, we're all right. We haven't got a cat.
Mr. Worth, this man could be very violent. Don't do anything foolish.
You're joking. He never does anything else.
You mustn't worry, Constable. I shall keep my eyes and my ears open.
Well, just make sure you keep your doors and windows closed. Right. Good night, sir. Good night, madam.
And by the way, Constable, could you give Mrs. Marshall a lift home in your panda car?
I'm not in a panda car, Mr. Worth. I'm on my bike.
Well, could you give her a lift on your crossbar?
No, I'm all right, Harry.
Right, then. Well, good night, all.
Good night, Constable, and may Dame Fortune be with you on your long and lonely vigil. Where are you going now?
Bed.
Who's going to be on the long and lonely vigil?
Sergeant Barnes. Do you know her?
No, a woman.
Yes, just been transferred to our patch. Good night, Mr. Worth.
Just one thing, Constable. You know what I said about the long and lonely vigil?
Yes, Mr. Worth.
Well, if you see Sergeant Barnes, tell her it goes for her too.
Now, would you like me to make you a cup of tea, Harry?
Gladys, aren't you in a hurry to get home to your husband?
No, my Bert's not at home. Every third Tuesday he drives over to his brother-in-law's pub for a few games of snooker.
Of course he does. But it's only 10 miles away.
He won't drive when he's had a few drinks, so he stays the night. He'll be back first thing in the morning when he's sobered up.
Right then, in that case, we will have that cup of tea.
Good. I'll tell you what, Harry, I don't like the sound of that finger's poverty.
You mustn't worry, Gladys. I'd like to see him rob me.
Well, I wouldn't.
Gladys, criminals are usually cowards at heart. You only have to stand up to them, and they climb down, especially when they realize that they've been confronted by a man of courage. I wouldn't be afraid of him. What was that?
Oh, I don't know. It came from the lounge. Hey, there's somebody there.
I'll leave this to me. Right, Sergeant? Are all your men in position?
Yes, Inspector. Are you all right, Jock?
Hook the new, ready and waiting.
How about you, Taffy?
Indeed to goodness, look you, isn't it?
Are you ready, Paddy?
Oh, sure and begolly. We're surrounded the house. We have surrounded the whole place.
I'll bet that scared him off.
I wouldn't take God so night for us.
It's him, Mr. Worth. Look, he's wearing a leather jacket. It's Fingers Fogarty.
That is right, lady. So, you are the man of courage, are you?
You mustn't take me too seriously, Mr. Finger.
Coward at heart, am I?
I'm sure you're not.
Oh, no, he's not.
I'm sure you're a very brave man. I don't know what crime you've committed in the past.
Robberies. Hundreds of them.
Well, I'm sure that underneath it all, you are really a decent man.
No, I'm not. I'm horrible.
Yes, but you may not be entirely to blame. It's probably your environment that's made you what you are.
No, it isn't. I like robbing people.
Well, I assure you there's nothing much to steal here. And I think I should advise you, if you're thinking of taking the television set, the license hasn't been paid.
I'm not thinking of taking anything at the moment. All I want to do is stay here till he eats off.
Well, it usually goes off at 11.
You what?
The heat. It's on a time switch, you see.
Are you winding me up?
Pardon?
Oh, he doesn't mean the eating, Harry. He means wait till things cool down. It's criminal jargon.
How do you know all that, Gladys?
I watch the late films on telly.
Is there just the two of you in the house?
Yes, I'm Harry Worth, and this is Gladys, my cleaning lady. Gladys, this is Mr. Fingers Fogarty.
Belt up.
Well, I don't want to worry you, Mr. Fogarty, but I don't think you should stay in this house.
Why not?
Well, my husband, Bert, is expecting me home, and if I'm not back in the next 10 minutes, he's very likely to come round here, and he's got a black belt in origami.
What are you talking about, Gladys? You told me he's staying the night at his brother-in-law's pub, and he won't be... Oh, dear, oh...
Oh, Harry!
Nice try, lady.
I was talking about her husband, Alf. She was talking about her other husband, Bert.
Oh, yeah. Pull the other one.
I'm sorry, Gladys.
Oh, I could murder a drink.
I wish you wouldn't use words like that. Gladys is of a very nervous disposition.
I'm not nervous.
Aren't you?
No, I'm terrified.
Yeah, well, just get me a drink.
To your coffee.
Whiskey.
Whiskey?
You heard me. Whiskey.
Yes, I'm just checking. Say when.
Just fill it up to the top.
Here you are, Mr. Fingers.
Sure. Yeah, that's better. You got any grass?
Pardon?
Grass. You got any grass?
Plenty outside on the lawn.
He doesn't mean that sort of grass. He means marijuana.
Ah, criminal jargon. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Fingers. This house is a smokeless zone.
I'm hungry.
Would you like me to slip round to the takeaway?
Would you like a knuckle sandwich?
I don't think they do those.
Look, is there any grub in the house?
Yes, there's some cold chicken in the fridge.
Oh, that'll do. Make some sandwiches, will you?
Why should I? Give me one good reason.
Well, if you don't, I'll tie a knot in your neck.
That seems a good reason, Gladys.
All right, I'm going.
Yeah, and don't try anything funny, like sneaking out. Or something nasty will happen to Four Eyes here.
I think he means me, Gladys.
Oh, you can trust me, Harry.
Mr. Fingers, is it all right if I sit down?
Yeah, but no funny business.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Yeah, I met your sort before. Upper-class twit.
No, I'm not an upper-class twit. I'm more of your middle class towards the lower-end twit.
Yeah, well, you talk like upper-class.
Well, it's just something I acquired over the years. Beneath it all, I'm just as common as what you are.
Are you trying to say I'm common?
No, not at all. It's been a funny sort of day, hasn't it?
Will you belt up?
Sorry, I was just trying to make conversation, you see, and something to pass the time. Do you fancy a game of cards?
No.
Do you want to play one of those guessing games?
Who do you remind me of?
I don't know that one. Is it anything like 20 questions? Can you eat it?
Now, shut up. Look, now, you definitely remind me of someone.
Well, Auntie always said I had a look of Robert Redford in The Way We Were.
Pretty Boy Jackson.
No, I don't think he was in The Way We Were.
Ella Bass wanted a job.
I haven't seen that one. I saw The Italian Job. Was it a sequel?
Was what a sequel?
The Bayswater Job. Was it a sequel to The Italian Job?
You're a nutcase, you are, Four Eyes. Look, all I'm saying is that you're a dead ringer for Pretty Boy Jackson.
Ah, I see.
You've got the same cruel mouth, same mean eyes, same long ear lobes, same beetle brow, same pockmarked cheeks.
What did you say his name was?
Pretty Boy. No, you look like him.
And is he a criminal?
Is he a criminal? Is Pretty Boy Jackson a criminal?
It's no good asking me, I'm asking you, is he a criminal?
His picture's only in every police station in the country.
Why, what has he done?
Well, he owed a pony to this fence who put the arm on him, so he did a B&E to get some bread, but a knock belched at a fuss, so Pretty Boy got his collar felt, went out before the beak, who sent him to the big house for the cock and hen.
What are you talking about?
Don't you understand English?
Didn't know you were speaking it.
Anyway, he put the finger on a bent screw, gets sprung before he's finished his porridge.
Ah, so he'll still be hungry.
Where is that woman with her sandwiches? I'll see what she's up to. And behave yourself, Four Eyes.
Right. Now's your chance, Harry. Nine. Nine. Nine.
Forecast for the rest of the day. Most areas with the occasional thunderstorm.
Oh, this stupid phone. Try again, Harry.
And 2 teaspoons of lemon juice. Beat the butter and sugar together until light and
clear. This is ridiculous. I thought Arthur was going to have a word with the engineer. Arthur? Brilliant.
Operator service, can I help you?
Arthur.
Operator service, can I help you?
Arthur.
I'm sorry, madam. But I shall have to ask you to speak louder.
Arthur, it's me, Mr. Worth.
Here, are you one of them heavy breathers? You're the first I've had. Here, Malcolm, plug into this. I've got an heavy breather. Come on, then, say something naughty. Ask me what colour underpants I'm wearing.
I'll go behind the settee, Arthur. It's me, Mr. Worth.
Mr. Worth? Blimey, you're not into heavy breathing, are you?
Arthur, listen, I am in trouble.
You sound it, Mr. Worth. I should see a doctor in the morning with that throat.
No, Arthur. The police. Arthur, get the police. I'll have to go. He's coming.
There, he's gone.
Who's gone?
Four Eyes, he's Scotland.
No, no, I've gone. I'm here, Mr. Fingers.
What are you doing on your hands and knees behind the settee, Four Eyes?
I was chasing a spider.
Spider? Aye, aye, spiders, especially them big ones.
What's that, Harry?
What's what, Gladys?
That noise.
But what noise?
That telephone that's ringing under the settee.
Maybe the spider's ringing up one of his friends.
Come on, out of my way, Four Eyes. Spider under the settee. Hey, who you been speaking to?
Only the weather forecast, Mr. Fingers. I wanted to know if it was going to be fine tomorrow.
There'll be no tomorrow for you, Four Eyes. Give us that phone. Hello?
Your voice is getting worse, Mr. Worth.
I think you've got the wrong number, pal.
Isn't that 4965?
No.
Well, what number is it?
That's my business.
A very foolish thing. Very foolish thing for you to do, Mr. Fingers. That would be Arthur. He'll only ring again.
Yes, and you can't keep saying it's the wrong number.
I won't have to, because the next time he rings, the phone will be out of order.
But my phone is not out of order.
It is now. Right. Have you got any more whiskey?
Where's that bottle I gave you before?
I drank it.
Well, all I can say is it's a good job you're not driving home. If the police stopped you, you could lose your licence.
I haven't got a licence.
No, like, do you realise driving a car without a licence is a criminal offence?
He is a criminal, Harry.
Oh, well, then it's all right.
Look, let's sell a rabbit. Where's the booze?
Well, there's half a bottle of brandy in the cupboard next to the fridge. Well,
that'll do. Right, you two sit in a settee and don't move. I'll be back in half a minute.
Oh, Harry, I'm so frightened.
Don't worry, Gladys. I'll protect you.
But I think he's drunk, Harry.
Well, he's drunk my whiskey.
But there's no telling what a man like that might do to an attractive woman like me when he's drunk. He might start getting fruity with me.
Don't worry, Gladys. He's not that drunk. Yes, Gladys.
He's asleep.
I know, Gladys.
Well, what are you going to do?
I think I'll let him sleep, Gladys.
But this is our chance. Let's creep out and run to the station.
I think the last train's gone, Gladys.
The police station.
Oh, yeah, right. After you, Gladys.
After you, Harry.
Right.
Where are you going, Four Eyes?
Ah, oh, yeah. Just stretching the old legs.
Sit down, a pair of you. Have you got any more booze?
All I have is a bottle of Auntie's homemade prune and cucumber wine.
Yeah, well, that'll do.
There's someone at the door.
Are you expecting anybody?
No, I don't get many callers at 1:30 in the morning.
Right. This is what you're going to do, Four Eyes. You open the door, keep it on the chain, get rid of them. And in case you try any funny business, I'll be right behind you with Raquel Welshire.
See, Harry, I told you he found me attractive.
Right, come on then. And act natural. Right, darling, get behind this door with me.
Hello, Mr. Worth.
Arthur.
Are you all right?
Well, I'm fine, fine, Arthur, fine.
It's just that you sounded a bit funny on the phone when you rang me. So I rang you back and got the wrong number. So I rang again and you're out of order.
Yes, it's my phone, Arthur. Remember, I told you I was having a bit of trouble with it. You know, when I spoke to you earlier.
You got something in your eye, Mr. Worth.
Well, no.
Well, why are you winking at me?
It's the cold air, Arthur.
Well, if I come in, you can shut the door.
No, Arthur, you can't come in.
Oh, I get it, you crafty little devil. Oh, you've got a lady friend in there, haven't you?
Yes.
You should have said.
I think you know her, actually, Arthur. It's Carla.
Carla?
Yes. Carla Copper.
Carla Copper?
Yes, Arthur. Carla Copper, the girl with all those rings on her fingers.
Oh! What's the matter, Mr. Worth?
I've got a sharp pain in me back. I better go, then.
You very nearly got your name in the obituary column, then, Four Eyes. Now, get in the lounge, a pair of you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Blimey, it's the law.
Sergeant Barnes, and don't try to make a break for it. We have the place surrounded.
How on earth did you get in, Sergeant?
Easy. While you were at the front door, we came in through the back.
Yeah, oldest trick in a book.
Well, I'm so glad to see you.
Take this lady home in the car, will you please, Constable?
All right, Sarge. This way, madam.
See you tomorrow, Gladys.
And as for you, Fingers Fogarty, you're coming for a ride with me. And so are you, Pretty Boy Jackson.
Pardon?
Who'd have thought? Two villains in one night.
Now, look here, Sergeant, you're making a big mistake.
Yeah? Come on, Pretty Boy, the game's up, son. She knows who you are.
No, please, what are you doing with those handcuffs? I'm Harry Worth.
Tell us another one, Pretty Boy.
But you don't understand. You mustn't take any notice of him. Well, of course, it didn't take long to prove to Sergeant Barnes that I wasn't Pretty Boy Jackson, but she was round the next day to prove to me I hadn't taxed my car. I got the phone mended. I no longer get the weather forecast and the recipe for today. Now, I get the speaking clock and the latest cricket scores. As for Fingers, he's gone to prison. As for Arthur, he's gone on days. As for me, I've gone ex-directory. And now I'm going to bed. Bye-bye.
For the last half hour, you've had 30 Minutes Worth, starring Harry Worth, with Jacqueline Clark, Roger John Lee, and Michael Robbins as Fingers Fogarty. 30 Minutes Worth was written by Vince Powell and produced in Manchester by Mike Craig.